What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Hang on a second. There we are. Sorry about that. Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. Happy Hump Day, and also Happy Patriots Day. And April 19th is significant for a large number of reasons. First of all, it's called Patriots Day because it's the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, which was the first actual military engagements of the American Revolution. And the British got their clocks cleaned, to put it delicately. And that was the start of the revolution to free us from the tyranny of the Bank of England. Now, it's also, sadly, the anniversary of the U.S. government's final assault on the religious commune of the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas, during which the U.S. government gassed its own people with a chemical weapon that is banned for use in combat, gassed a church full of women and children to death. After all, the wailing about supposedly Assad gassing his own people, and then we have to remember our government actually provably did it. So that's a tragedy. And we put up one of our articles about Waco on the website showing the evidence of who started the shooting. And it turns out the BATF just opened fire when Koresh opened the door. He knew the BATF raid was on the way. One of the reporters had called him. And Koresh knew there wasn't anything illegal. The church commune funded itself by buying and repairing and reselling used guns. This being Texas, everybody has guns. And a lot of people might scratch their heads about trading in firearms. But look at all the churches that traded in alcohol, for example. So Koresh knew he was okay. And he was actually friends with the BATF agents. And just 9 days before the raid, the BATF agents invited David Koresh to go shooting with them. And Koresh supplied the ammunition, and the BATF allowed Koresh to try out their weapons. They were all friends. The raid was a PR stunt because the BATF was facing serious criticism for a whole series of botched raids where innocent people had been killed. And they botched this one, and the government said, well, we can't have this, so we're going to go on in, flatten the place, absolutely destroy it, and then we can make up whatever lies we want about them. They were dealing in automatic weapons. They were planning terror attacks. David Koresh was a child molester. It's become a recognized pattern. And, of course, today is also the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, which was blamed on Timothy McVeigh, and supposedly he parked a truck full of AMFO explosive in front of the building. And by the way, as a federal building, it is built to resist bomb damage. And they said he had a whole truck full of this stuff, and it went off. And military experts said that truck could not damage that building. And the amount of AMFO in the truck kept growing in the corporate media reports. Did we say it was 1,000 pounds? It was 4,000 pounds. It was 12. He had a portable black hole in there, and he fit in several tons of explosive. And that's why it all came on down. And then there were audio recordings that revealed the sounds of cutter charges inside the building. And the story was just absurd on the face of it. The reports at the day, at the scene, were saying there were additional bombs that were found in the building and defused. And then there was the mystery of the second Ryder truck on a U.S. military base. Now, conveniently for the BATF, Congress had called for hearings into what happened at Waco. And the BATF had just decided to collect together all the evidence and all the paperwork and just, for the time being, store it in the Oklahoma City Federal Building, the Murrah Federal Building. And so along comes Tim McVeigh, and the building is blown up, and it's horrific. And golly gee, I'm sorry, all the evidence about what happened in Waco is gone. You can have your hearings, but really, we don't have anything to bring you. How very lucky for the BATF. And then there was the story of the BATF's chief expert on truck bombs, which a whole month before the Oklahoma City bombing, he was out in Arizona building and detonating truck bombs, supposedly as research on how to deal with truck bombs. And he just happened to be in Oklahoma City on the day the explosion happened and called it on in. I mean, we've come to recognize at this age the classic pattern of a U.S. government false flag. All right, moving on to the war zones here. We were kind of hoping maybe the U.S. was going to back off on North Korea, but whoever is really calling the shots for the U.S. government is out there still putting pedal to the metal. It was a little embarrassing about how all last week we were hearing that Carl Vinson is off the coast of North Korea. It's being joined by the Ronald Reagan. It's being joined by the Nimitz. And it turned out military personnel were denying any participation by the Reagan or the Nimitz. And the Carl Vinson turned out to be down in Indonesia. Well, not to worry. It is now on its way to Korea. And it may stay there a while. Now, actually, that area of the West Pacific is the Carl Vinson's normal patrol area. And they're heading to Korea to participate in a major military exercise with Japan and South Korea. But they're rattling the sabers very, very hard on this. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Vice President Mike Pence is out there talking tough. He's talking about the sword is ready. And he's out there saying, we will defeat any attack. Which is kind of weird because looking over the last 16 years, it's the U.S. and its allies doing all the attacking. I challenge anybody to show me on a map of the United States of America where North Korea has attacked us, or for that matter, Syria, or Iraq, or Iran, or Libya, or Yemen, or Sudan, or Somalia. The U.S. is the aggressor. We're the ones doing the attacking. Pence is also saying the United States refuses to negotiate directly with North Korea. There will be no talks. And he said the only thing we need to hear from North Korea is that they are ending and ultimately dismantling their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Because how dare they try and build weapons to deter our eventual invasion? They're not allowed to do that under the rules we just made up. And so the attitude that is being struck by Mike Pence is simply, there's no argument. You do what we, the United States, tells you to do or bad things are going to happen to you. Sounds more like the mafia than the government. Now, there's a lot of tough talk going on. There was talk last week about how if North Korea dares to test any more missiles, the United States is simply going to shoot them down. World's most expensive shooting gallery. However, physicist David Wright, who's been looking very closely at the U.S. ballistic missile defense system, $80 billion worth of work. And this guy's also co-director of the Global Security Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, is saying that the ballistic missile defense system is up to the same high standards of quality we've seen in the F-22, the F-35, the Gerald R. Ford, Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships. In other words, this physicist is saying we're not going to be able to shoot down North Korean missiles. The only time these ballistic missile defense systems have been tested, it's always against a target that is following a pre-planned, pre-announced trajectory, and very often they have homing beacons on them, which is a courtesy I rather doubt a real enemy is going to afford us. So what's going on in North Korea? Why the rattling of sabers in North Korea? Well, possible backdoor to China, although China has come down on the side of getting North Korea to calm down. But the U.S. has been making stink face at North Korea for decades, 67 years, in fact. Because North Korea is a reminder of one of the wars the United States failed to win. But it turns out there's another reason why there's this sudden rush to war in North Korea. Now, remember we were talking about the link between Afghanistan and opium, where the Taliban had eradicated opium production inside Turkey. And the U.S. invades, and the poppies are blooming all over the place. There are bumper crops, and huge amounts of cheap heroin are flowing to American drug lords to sell to your children. Well, early on in his administration, Kim Jong-un shut down opium production inside North Korea. But all of a sudden, because it is a cash crop and it brings in a lot of money, and North Korea needs the money with all these sanctions and embargoes going on, the North Korean drug trade is back in business. They're a huge opium producer, just like Afghanistan. There's only one problem. North Korea's opium is not under the control of the CIA. It's a competitor, and competition drives down prices and profits. So that's what's really going on here. North Korea is daring to cut in on our action. How dare they come on in and cut into our territory, our turf. It's our turf. The opium is our turf. Got to send the button men to rub them out. More indications we don't have a government. We have organized crime inside Washington, D.C. Now, over in Syria, near Aleppo, there's been a horrible tragedy. Over 60 children have been killed as a bus convoy of evacuees was bombed. And basically, the strategy of the U.S.-backed rebels, they don't want civilians to evacuate because that way, anytime there's an attack by Russia or Syria, they can wave the dead civilians and say, oh, look what's happening. Look, this is all Assad's fault. But obviously, it wasn't Assad who bombed this convoy of evacuees. They can't frame him for it. And so don't expect Donald Trump to start crying about these particular dead babies, because the only dead babies he's going to cry about are the ones that further the war agenda. Now, the body count is very high on this bombing attack, because apparently before the actual bombing, the children were lured out of the buses with snacks. So over 100 people dead, 60 children, lot more injured. Despite this, the Syria evacuations have resumed. Now, Russia is scratching their head about a possible coming investigation into the claim that Assad gassed his own people in Idlib. And there are basically two OPCW probes. Both are being run by British citizens. And you know, Great Britain is on board with the agenda to bomb Syria and invade Syria. And so Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is saying it seems a rather odd coincidence to have just British people in charge of these coming investigations. It runs contrary to the principles of a supposed international organization. Well, Lavrov need not worry, because I don't care what OPCW says. We've seen so many of these compromised investigations, like the one the Malaysian Airlines shoot down. And this whole Assad gassed his own people story is utter nonsense on the face of it. I don't need OPCW to tell me anything. I don't care what they say. I already know the story was a lie. I'm a big boy. I can figure these things out for myself, and so can you. We're going to take a phone call now. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? There you go.
I am here. I'm here.
Okay.
No, a comment and a question. With the North Korea situation, you know, somebody from North Korea needs to point out the reason why they want to have it as a deterrent, the nuclear weapon. As you always said, they always want it for deterrent, to make sure they're not invaded, and point the finger at the United States, turn around and say, look at all your nation building and all your invasion of all these other little countries on false pretenses and lies. So we are going to protect ourselves to make sure we are not invaded, and that's why we want one not to use to deter people like you, countries like you, from invading us.
North Korea is already saying that. If you tune in to the Voice of Korea, they broadcast on shortwave in English. You can pick it up on your shortwave radio. You can get the frequencies online at these various shortwave DXing websites. And that's exactly what they're saying. We need these weapons to deter another invasion of North Korea by the United States. They remember that first Korean War. But, of course, nobody in the Western media or the government is going to acknowledge that this is the reason, this is the justification for weapons. It's always, oh, they're building these weapons so they can use them on us. And again, absurd on the face of it, If anybody used a nuclear weapon on the United States, the end result would be that country melted down to a pool of radioactive glowing green glass.
Exactly.
And so, again, if you think about all of this stuff all the way through, you begin to see through the lies.
Right. Okay, my economics question for you. I was listening to some talk radio and driving around town today, and I heard somebody supposedly claims to be an economics professor claiming that, and let me tell you the scenario here. He was talking about China and debt and being the holder of U.S. debt. He said that quite often the country that is indebted to the other country has greater power and leverage over the one who holds the debt. So that's my question to you. You think that's possible, true? And he was pointing to China because he said China's economy is in a tailspin right now. So actually, the United States being indebted to China and China holding all the notes on the U.S., that we have greater leverage on China right now.
No, that's really rather absurd. Of course, you have to remember what Harry Truman used to say about economists. If you lay them all end to end, they still point in different directions. But the idea is that China has the leverage because they can call in the various loans and notes, those that are on a rollover situation. They can start dumping treasuries, which they've already started to do, and that depresses the value of the dollar. I think, to be very honest, it's ridiculous to claim that the indebted person has any kind of control or leverage over those who hold the debt. Think about your local bank and your credit card bill. Does the fact that you owe them money give you any kind of leverage over them, or is it working the other way?
Right. Okay, well, one last question on that is that, I think I just let it slip my mind. I'll think about it some other time. Maybe call you tomorrow.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news, Russia is continuing to stand firmly behind Assad and is continuing to say to the world this story that Assad gassed his own people is as big a lie now as it was in 2013 and 2014. And apparently Russia is supplying additional weapons and capability to Syria and is now allowing Syrian warplanes to use Russian airfields. So the thing is starting to escalate. Probably Russia understands following the cruise missile attack by the United States, Syria's forces, assets rather, need to be dispersed. And by the way, all this talk about decapitation strike on North Korea's nuclear weapons, by now I'm sure they're all crated up and they're being sent to hidden locations all over the country. They're not going to be in one place for the convenience of the American bombers to destroy here. But let's recap on the whole Syria situation right now. Bashar al-Assad was winning on all fronts, including diplomatic. He had all but beaten the U.S.-backed rebels. Peace talks were about to start that would allow him to run for re-election. And even the White House stated they were ready to accept the continued presidency of Bashar al-Assad. So somebody out there tell me why Assad would do the one thing that would cross a red line and reverse his fortunes using a banned chemical weapon on civilians instead of the rebels. In a militarily insignificant target, he has absolutely nothing to gain. It is the rebels and the U.S. war hawks who gain. That's where we are. That's why the story never made sense from the beginning. And I don't care how many OPCW experts come on out and say, we've got the evidence. France is now saying they've got the evidence that Assad gassed his own people. They're going to just pile it all this stuff and say, see, see. But look at how much evidence we've been presented that turned out to be lies. The Niger yellow cake document was a forgery. The laptop of death was a fake. The motto of all of these war hawks continues to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. More news about Syria and the other war zones, and there are way too many of them. Let's admit it, we are in World War III right now, and we'd better start adjusting to that reality. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, a little while ago, the U.S. bombed a mosque in Syria, saying that there was an al-Qaeda meeting going on inside, and as it turned out, it was basically Muslims at prayer, and they killed a lot of civilians. Yeah, but no big deal when the U.S. is killing civilians, but by golly, when Assad is killing civilians, that's a horrible thing. Well, Human Rights Watch has issued a report basically saying the U.S. is just not taking any kind of precautions to avoid killing civilians. It's just not an issue for them. And they're absolutely right here. And interestingly enough, a little aside, earlier today I saw this video, was on Fox News, where apparently Dianne Feinstein was addressing an auditorium and started talking about Assad gassing his own people, and the room erupted in laughter, boos, jeers, name-calling at her, and boy, it was a joy to watch Feinstein's face as she's up there and saying, you know, let's take the name calling out of this. Let's, yeah, and because, you know, what's she going to do? Try and raise on a busted flush? Nobody believes this story. Anybody who's supporting the Assad gassed his own people story, they're pushing some kind of a pro-war agenda, or whoever signs their paycheck is telling them that's what they have to say today. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, Boris Johnson is hinting that he may ignore the recent Parliament vote against involvement in Syria at a U.S. request. Johnson is saying, you know, it would be really, really hard for us to refuse a request from Washington, D.C., you know, and what the British people want and what Parliament voted for. Really, it's not a factor anymore. The U.S. says go kill Syria, and we're just going to have to go kill Syria. So, Boris, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport, and we will call Assad and tell him you are on your way to Syria to kick his butt all by yourself. But the rest of us, we're going to sit this one out. Because we have been down this road way too many times. Now, there is still unconfirmed rumor going around that the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has been captured in northern Syria. And everybody's mum about this. Pentagon spokesman Major Adrian Rankin Galloway said they have no information, and the Russian Defense Ministry has not commented on the issue. But if they do have him, and they can get him to admit being supported by the United States, which we already have considerable evidence, that's going to really damage the official story here. Now, we put up a YouTube video on whatreallyhappened.com, and it was taken during Matisse's flight to Saudi Arabia. And the defense secretary was out there saying, we're going to Saudi Arabia to discuss our mutual security. And he covered a bunch of topics. And basically, the key points he made was North Korea is bad, Russia is bad, and your kids are going to be sent into Yemen to teach those bad Yemenis not to refuse a U.S. puppet ruler. And we're seeing another story that came out of Counterpunch. U.S. moves toward major intervention in Yemen. Apparently, they just got tired of the fact that Saudi Arabia has not been able to bring the people of Yemen to heel, to love their imposed junta. So they're talking about going into Yemen, and the alarming part is they're trying to link Iran to this. If you look carefully at all these stories about Yemen, you're going to see a lot of ongoing mention about Yemen. A story that came out of one area is that Iranians hacked a Patriot missile battery and used it to shoot down that Black Hawk helicopter, the Saudi helicopter, and killed 20 Saudi officers. It was those Iranians who did it. How dare they kill the people who are killing the people of Yemen. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're talking about how Saudi Arabia has failed to get Yemen to accept its U.S.-imposed puppet rulers, what the corporate media calls the internationally approved government, which is a bit of a lie in and of itself, because governments are chosen by the people of that country. That's what democracy is all about. This idea that other countries get to pick your government, that's what happens in a war, which is what we've got here now. But there's a very clear effort to try and link this all to Iran. And there was another article, this came out in Fort Russ, Yemen launches Iranian-made missiles into Saudi Arabia. Well, Saudi Arabia is bombing Yemen. Of course, they're going to fight back by shooting missiles into Saudi Arabia. That's just common sense. That's what happens in war. But they're making the point, these are Iranian-made missiles. They're Iranian. And by the way, the photo that of the Iranian missiles in the article is obviously photoshopped. It's actually a very poor quality job. Now, Donald Trump has basically told Congress that as far as he can tell, now he was questioning that Iranian nuclear deal during the campaign, but he's told Congress Iran is complying with the nuclear deal, which is true. All the international inspectors have confirmed that. They have not been able to find any case where Iran is not complying with the deal. The only one not complying with the deal is the United States that has not lifted the sanctions. Now, Tillerson is out there saying, well, Iran may be complying with the nuclear deal, but we should keep the sanctions in place because Iran sponsors terrorism. Tillerson went on to say, Iran aided Iraq against us. Iran hates Israel. Well, the P5 plus one deal was basically Iran gets rid of its nuclear program and the U.S. lifts the sanctions. There was nothing in the P5 plus one deal about state sponsor of terror, which, by the way, nobody can prove in the case of Iran, or Iran aided Iraq, or Iran hates Israel. It's actually the other way around in that one. So basically what we have is the United States government has just broken another agreement, which sends a message to the rest of the world. You cannot make a deal with the United States. They will not keep their promises. Okay. Now then, getting on over to Turkey. Yesterday on the radio show, I said there had to be massive election fraud for Erdogan to win that referendum that basically got rid of the parliamentary democracy and essentially made him sultan. And I said there had to be massive vote fraud because ordinary people don't vote away democracy. It just doesn't happen. And we already heard that there was something like 1.5 million ballots that were not legal. Because under Turkish law, the ballots have to be in a specific envelope that's provided with the ballot, and it has to have a specific stamp on it to verify it is legitimate. And apparently, the senior election official in Turkey just said, well, we're going to go ahead and take those 1.5 million votes anyway. And remember, Erdogan won his referendum by a very slim margin, just about 1%. Now, international observers monitoring the Turkish election are saying that they're aware that at least 2.5 million Turkish votes were manipulated. So when you add that to the 1.5 million, you're looking at 4 million fraudulent votes for Erdogan to steal the people's democracy and parliamentary control. So we have a new tyrant out there in the Middle East. But he's our tyrant, and that makes it okay. Look at all the times they've accused Assad of being a cruel dictator. No, he isn't. He's won his presidency in honest elections. International observers looked at the elections and said, these are on the up and up. Remember last year's election in November? They didn't allow international observers to come in and look. So the people who were opposed to Erdogan becoming a sultan are saying the election has to be called into account, and they're alleging massive election fraud. And so we're seeing this interesting article out here, Blacklisted News, fraud allegations to test Turkish President Erdogan's new authoritarian power. And we're already hearing where Erdogan's supporters are hunting down opponents to the referendum, and they're physically assaulting him. He's turned into another Hitler. We're seeing the brown shirt tactics fully on display over there. Now then, some Russian warships sailed through the English Channel on their way to the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the center of the English Channel is international space. All nations have a right of passage. And the British Royal Navy sent out a frigate that escorted these four Russian ships. And the media is trying to make a big deal about, oh, the Russian warships, they're in the English Channel. Oh, it's horrible. They're threatening us. It's a horrible thing. And they're also making a big deal that for the second day in a row, Russian bombers have been flying off of Alaska on their patrols here. And they're in international airspace. But the U.S. says they're in our enemy identification zone, or whatever the fancy name they have for it is. Take a look at a globe, not a flat Mercator map, but a globe. Google Earth will do. Look how close Russia is to Alaska. It's kind of hard for the Russian planes to be flying around that part of their country without being close to Alaska. I mean, after all, Sarah Palin can see Russia from her porch, I think. But everybody's concerned about just how dangerously close we are to a new world war. Article out of RIMF.com. Washington pushes the world to brink of nuclear war. And nobody's being fooled by the propaganda. They know the problem is not North Korea or Syria or Iran or Libya or Yemen. Look at the last 16 years of unending interventions into other countries, and you know who the aggressor is. I mean, we have kids just now getting ready to go to high school who've never lived in a time of peace. It's always been a war someplace. In fact, looking at the whole history of the United States of America, it's hard to find a year here and there where we weren't at war with somebody somewhere. And they were all started with lies, frauds, and deception. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Trust us, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Great Britain. Pearl Harbor was a complete surprise. We had no idea it was coming. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas. Vladimir Putin has a Death Star. Lavrov is out there saying that the U.S. is spreading chaos. Russia's trying to put out the fires. And it just goes on and on and on. And the way he puts it, he says he wakes up and then learns about some new stupid thing that Washington has done. And he gets on the phone to try and begin the adult supervision. And that's true. Putin and Lavrov are the only adults in the room. Everybody else is acting like a spoiled child. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in the UK. Russian media claim its military is now capable of neutralizing U.S. warships with electronic jamming devices. Oh, be afraid, be afraid. Accept higher taxes so we can meet the new threat. And, of course, we already know this because of what that one Russian electronic warfare plane did to the USS Donald Cook. They paralyzed it. They flew simulated attack runs against that ship 12 times, and all 12 times, all of the defensive systems on the Aegis ship shut down. And it underscores something that I've been saying for quite a long time. Modern American warships are too dependent on their active defensive systems, and they're very fragile. I think that was illustrated when the U.S. Navy made a mistake with their own drone, and it crashed through the housing on the spy radar on one of the Aegis ships and destroyed $30 million worth of computers. Those things are as fragile as a Christmas tree ornament. It's beginning to look more and more like America's weapons are theater props in a giant game of bluff. And yes, they work well enough when you're fighting against an enemy that doesn't really have much of a military to begin with. But going on up against another major power like Russia and China, I think we are in trouble. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Alan in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to talk about a couple other topics that are kind of getting pushed to the back that are pretty important out there. First of all, I don't know if you know Larry Klayman for Freedom Watch is trying to get Obama indicted with a couple of trying to serve him with a couple of subpoenas.
Oh, is that why Obama is out there traveling all around the world?
I guess he's been in Tahiti, I guess, for over a month now. And
he's been a lot of places. He was in Scotland, and apparently he's now down, I guess, last word, he's on somebody's yacht or sailing around the Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks kind of, you know, I guess they've been trying to call and get them served, and they're just kind of avoiding that. I mean, I think this little Obama spike is kind of getting pushed to the back burner, you know, with all the bombing going on and stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, did you hear about Candace Claiborne?
No, I did not.
Well, she was one of Obama's and Hillary's State Department aides, and she just got indicted for treason.
Oh, yes, I had heard about it. I didn't recognize the name, but yeah, she's looking at serious jail time. I hope she makes a deal. Of course, if she makes a deal, she could wind up in Fort Marcy Park.
If she can stay alive long enough. And then the other one that was getting kind of pushed to the back that's really big, I think, right now is, you know, two of Trey Gowdy's congressional investigators went missing. They were investigating
that story. That story's a hoax. That story is a hoax. It tracks back to a website that's putting out nonsense to try and discredit the independent media.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard of a couple of sources. So I was just getting your opinion on that one.
Yeah, that one's a hoax. Just think about it for a minute. If two of Trey Gowdy's investigators had vanished, Trey Gowdy would be on the news right now saying this happened.
Right. Well, I just, you know, with today's media, you just never know if they would hide something like that. But, okay, I just wanted to let you know about those couple of stories and see if, you know, what you thought about them.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. Alan, we're going to let you go and switch over to Fred in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Fred. Are you there? Fred dropped. All right, we're going to go to Mo in Florida. Mo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mo, are you there? We seem to be having some problems with our phone system today. Mo, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah, something going on with your phones, I think. But I don't know if you're aware of this, but this whole crony capitalism stuff, like Biden's son in the Ukraine and all that. But did you know that George Soros had a $250 million loan to Cadre and Company that was owned by Jared and his brother, and also, I don't know if this is true, I had a chance to check this one out, but he's Kushner, the little, whoever he thinks he is, the little, thinks he's a big shot, whoever he is, the you know, who's got the president's ear, senior staff, I mean, he's using the same ad agency as the Clintons did. Is what? I mean, this is just in your face, if that's true. I know the first part, I know George Soros loaned, pretty sure he loaned Kushner money for his, you know, for his failing deals. And, you know, Soros doesn't loan do anything without a, you know, a reason. We know what his reasons are.
Yeah, he's not interested in the returns here. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, according to Forbes magazine, the Kushner family's net worth is $1.8 billion, with a B, dollars. But apparently at one point, they had that venture capital investment companies in Slack. Apparently, Jared paid a huge amount of money for 666 Fifth Avenue in 2007. Then he got into trouble and almost had it foreclosed on. And that may have been where some politically influential people bailed him out in order to put a leash on him.
Yeah, I think that's just so obvious. I mean, it's just right in your face, but. The other thing I was nothing in a particular question, but it's just amazing to me that we don't have anybody, you know, being indicted. I'm talking about Rice. I'm talking about Clinton. None of these people. If, you know, there's got to be a time here when if Trump backs off on this and none of these people like Clinton or Rice go to jail or Comey even, then you know the thing's a scam. You just know he's been compromised. Or it's a scam, because every one of his rallies, and I know, because I campaigned for him, you know, and I'll tell you this, that was a big deal. People want to see crooks punished, and if he doesn't do that, the party's over, Mike.
I absolutely agree. Trump is an incredible disappointment for whatever reason. I don't even care why it came about. He has betrayed the voters and supporters like you who put him into office. But again, I don't think it's Trump himself. I think it is just an artifact of our corrupted system. where there isn't anybody who could walk into that Oval Office and really change much of anything. We're going to have to wait for the entire system to come crashing down like the Soviet Union did, and I think it might happen fairly soon as well. So we need to be prepared for that as well.
So why don't he go on TV and explain this? You know, why don't he do it? Why don't you just go on TV and explain to the American public what's going on? Be a Smedley Butler. Smedley Butler didn't have the Internet or TV. So he's going to die. Isn't your country worth dying for?
Well, it might not be just Donald Trump who's being threatened. They may have threatened all of his family and his relatives. And you know, if there's one thing Trump knows the U.S. can do, it's kill people. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for
the phone call,
Mo. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go with Fred in Wisconsin, who finally called back on in. And Fred, what is on your mind?
I just looked at Rents.com. They've got an interesting article by a guy named Yoshiki Shimatsu. And apparently he's got this story about the U.S. Navy aims to sink its radioactive warships off of Korea, either by letting the Koreans go at it or by some other means. But this way, and this is involving the Reagan, the George Washington, and the Carl Vinson. So I guess these ships are radioactive from the Fukushima mess, and there's a lot of sailors that are sick, and apparently this would be a perfect way to bring us into World War III by putting our fleet down into the deep trench.
That's a new Pearl Harbor, and I'm looking at the article now, and it does make sense. I'm not really remembering. I thought there was only one carrier that supported the Fukushima rescue efforts, and it is
carrier
still
was in San Diego. I have friends out there that told me that they had it at the end of a pier with guards and nobody getting near it. So you're right about that. There was one, but apparently, if you read on, one of them was in an area where it picked up some contamination. But it's an amazing article. I hope this guy's wrong. I just wanted to pass it along to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, obviously, at this point, the U.S. government needs a spectacular false flag to move the war agenda along, because they've lost the support of the American people. They're going to have to try and make us afraid somehow. And the propaganda is ramping up. We were talking yesterday about how the Department of Homeland Security is saying there are Islamic terrorists active in all 50 states. And apparently the other one now, and even Fox News carried this morning, where the American people are saying we're not concerned that North Korea has missiles. They keep blowing up, and even when they work, they can't reach the U.S. So the propagandists have upped the ante with this claim that North Korea has sleeper agents already inside the United States of America with biological weapons. So forget about the nukes. They've got germs. They've got germs. Get the Lysol. We're under attack. And each new lie only erodes their credibility that much faster. We're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, it was Ronald Reagan that was there, by the way. That was the one carrier. And the people sued off the Ronald Reagan, and the Navy came out and said they had no knowledge that it was a dangerous situation. But this is a carrier with a couple nuclear reactors on board, with filled with nuclear engineers, and they monitor that stuff like intensely. And so it was a complete lie. But yeah, they were totally irradiated back in 2011. But that's not the reason why I was calling, Mike. I noticed an article that out of the New York Times that said that Sheldon Adelson ponied up $5 million and virtually paid for Trump's inauguration. Then I read another article where Susan Rice, her net worth is $50 million on $172,000 a year. Can I hold her?
Yeah, hold. We'll bring you back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.